Dennis Hussey is a money advisor for the National Debt Line, which is based in Birmingham. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Andrew.
Do these figures surprise you at all?
No, not in the slightest. Obviously, you're referring to families struggling with money in that part of the country.
Exactly that, yeah.
Yeah, but these are issues that are replicated all over the UK. We serve all parts of the country, and the problems mentioned by those folk there are just as prevalent elsewhere in the country as they are in Herefordshire.
Okay, and why are people getting into such trouble?
Well, a few years ago, it used to be the case that credit flowed more easily and people could max out credit cards, maybe shift their credit around from one loan to another or open new bank accounts. And then it might be some unexpected life event that came along, illness, injury, separation, these sorts of things would suddenly bring things to a head. More recently, we see lots of scenarios where there isn't an obvious trigger like those events I just mentioned, and the debt has more of a creeping nature about it, and it's not necessarily credit cards that people are struggling with now, it's just the more basic things, just the likes of gas bills, energy bills, rent, council tax. We've seen a period over the last few years where living costs have continued to creep up and up, but wage growth and benefit levels haven't kept pace with that, so there has been a growing gap between what comes into a lot of normal households and what is required to just keep one's head above water.
Is there a keeping up with the Joneses element of it too, and the ease that there is out there of actually getting credit and being able to get yourself financed up to the eyeballs on many, many things?
Well, I'm not sure it is as easy to get financed up to the eyeballs now as it might have been once upon a time before the infamous credit crash. Nowadays, we're finding that households who a few years ago might have been able to take out half a dozen credit cards with credit limits of a few thousand pounds each are now being turned down for these sorts of forms of credit, and it means that if they do have to find credit to meet an essential living expense, they're having to turn elsewhere further down the pyramid, perhaps payday loans you may have heard of, much smaller amounts of credit over shorter periods, but with very steep interest rates. One might borrow £100 one week, but have to pay back perhaps an extra £50 on top of that a couple of weeks later. It doesn't seem like much in the great scheme of things, but when you are perhaps hand to mouth, or you are trying to just about stay on top of things, £50 here or there can tip you over the edge quite easily, and that is just often about paying off a bill of one sort or another, a water bill, a gas bill, and never mind trying to keep up with anyone else living down the road from you.
So what needs to change?
What needs to change? Well, for a start, the more people are informed about financial literacy, the better. I think a big problem for a long time in this country has been the lack of any sort of provision for financial awareness on the educational curriculum. That's starting to change for the better because it is being phased onto the curriculum in schools now. It will take a while for us to see the real benefits of that, but when, as and when that happens, you will see people just starting to understand basic concepts like interest, borrowing, overdraft charges, budgeting appropriately as well. I mean, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago in jest a woman who decided to do her Christmas shopping 12 months early. The principle is very sound, actually, because a lot of people don't spread out that big one-off cost evenly over the year, and we know that in reality it's hard to do that, but in theory that's the best way to go about it, putting a little by each month so that you don't find yourself all of a sudden hit with a big expense sometime into November or December. And that's when often these problems arise, because people do turn to credit as a kind of a panic measure, and that can have a bit of a snowball effect.
Dennis, it's so interesting to talk, and we should do some more at some stage, because I think there's a lot of helpful stuff in what you've just said. So thanks very much for coming on.